Silence used to be, to varying degrees, a means of isolation. Now it is the absence of silence that works to render today's world empty and isolating. Its reserves have been invaded and depleted. The machine marches globally forward, and silence is the dwindling place where noise has not yet penetrated. Civilization is a conspiracy of noise, designed to cover up the uncomfortable silences. The unsilent present is a time of evaporating attention spans, erosion of critical thinking, and a lessened capacity for deeply felt experiences. Silence, like darkness, is hard to come by, but mind and spirit need its sustenance. There will be no liberation of humans without the resurrection of the natural world, and silence is very pertinent to this assertion. The great silence of the universe engenders a silent awe, which the Roman Lucretius meditated upon in the 1st century BCE. First of all, contemplate the clear, pure color of the sky and all it contains within it. The stars wandering everywhere, the moon, the sun, and its light with its incomparable brilliance. If all these objects appeared to mortals today for the first time, if they appeared to their eyes suddenly and unexpectedly, what could one sight that would be more marvelous than this totality, in whose existence man's imagination would less have dared to conceive?